Did you know Instacart delivers more than groceries? You can get tech, beauty, office supplies, sporting goods, and more, all delivered right to your door in as fast as an hour. So whether you're cooking dinner or your phone charger is cooked, you can save yourself multiple trips by shopping over 1,000 stores in the Instacart app. Visit instacart.com or download the app to get free delivery on your first order. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum order $10. Additional terms apply.
Last year, you may have made some smart decisions, and you may have made some not-so-smart decisions. Like, maybe you had a little too much confidence in that one crypto exchange. The good news is, making smart financial decisions is easier than you think. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the weekly know-how you need to get ahead. Sean and Sarah, the hosts of Smart Money, break down the latest financial news and give you honest, objective money advice. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. You just heard the fancy voice man say it. I'm not the fancy voice man, but I just felt obligated to announce myself. I am JR. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. We're going to be here with you for the next 3 hours. Much love to everybody who locked in. So the first hour of the show, we get started 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. I hope you're having a great Friday. I hope you're all set for the weekend. Hey, Shep, you set for the weekend?
I'm always set for the weekend, JR. How about you, sir?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm good.
You're working another show. Go figure.
Yeah, I'll be on in New York City tomorrow. Anyway, I guess New York City people will be happy. The New York Knicks, they've won 8 consecutive games. Julius Randle is he's an amazing basketball player. Tonight, Julius Randle. Shep, am I making things up? Julius Randle had 43 points tonight?
We're not making that up. He's averaging over 25 points per game for his season. That is a career high for Julius Randle and a career high in rebounds as well.
Okay, good. Good for him. He had eight 3-pointers tonight, including a game winner over the Miami Heat, 122-120. Julius Randle hit a buzzer beater for the New York Knicks. And Mike Breen of the MSG Network, he had the call. Take a listen to this. A New York Knicks highlight. How about that?
Brunson stopped by Oladipo. Comes back the other way. Brunson tied up. Finds Randle, throws it low. Randle gets it back. 8 seconds to go. Randle on the drive, stripped by Butler. Randle gets it back. Randle puts up a three. Bang! Bang! Randle knocks down the three with 0.7 seconds remaining.
Prepare yourselves. The obnoxious New York Knicks fans are coming. The New York Knicks should get into the playoffs. They'll win a round or two, and then they'll be eliminated. I just came from the Atlanta Hawks game before I stepped into this studio. I went to go see Damian Lillard perform, and that he did. He scored 33 points in a Blazers loss. No shock there. 129-111, the Atlanta Hawks beat the Portland Trail Blazers. DeJounte Murray lighting it up, 41 points. And then we talked about Jokic, who gets no respect, and the fact that Damian Lillard, I wish he got more love. And then we did have a caller ask me about the Wizards. I don't know why. They're not going anywhere. And now it's time to talk about some football. It's time to talk about the NFL Combine. It's time to discuss individuals running around trying to improve their draft stock as they are future millionaires of America. Why not, right? They're trying to go out there and live the American dream. And oh yeah, by the way, as we continue on with the show, I'm going to talk about Daniel Jones asking for Patrick Mahomes money. I'm going to talk about Stetson Bennett, the man who was drunk a few weeks ago, forgot where he lived, banging on doors, tried to hide from the police, was arrested, just won a championship with the Bulldogs. We'll talk about him. The NFL Players Association, they released a survey of conditions, of teams, like the best teams with the best facilities. And how about this? Here's a teaser. The Jacksonville Jaguars had a rat problem in their locker room. I'll just tease you with that. is so many more things to discuss. But let's just get this out the way. The NFL Combine has been going on since Tuesday. Coaches are talking and players are talking, general managers. And then we actually get more tomorrow. So Bryce Young, you probably know Bryce Young. He picked up the slack when Mr. Mac Jones was drafted by the New England Patriots down at Alabama. Bryce Young takes over, immediately goes to the national championship, loses to Georgia, throws 47 touchdowns, comes back the next year, has a busted up shoulder, still manages 32 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. Okay, Alabama fell off just a little bit. No national championship appearance this year. The Georgia Bulldogs win it again. Bryce Young is a bad dude. He's a bad man. That is a combined 79 touchdowns over 2 full seasons as a starter. 24-3. He doesn't know what it feels like to lose. Whatever garbage NFL team picks him up, he'll probably have to learn there. He's already had some meetings with the Houston Texans. He's had a meeting with the Chicago Bears. The Bears are trying to figure out what they do with that number one overall pick. I will assume that they're going to hold on to Justin Fields. That's what I would do. And, oh, yeah, I must remind you that Bryce Young, he's a Heisman winner. This is what the hell you would want in a quarterback, right? Let me say that again. 79 touchdowns to 12 interceptions in 2 years. A career record of 24-3. He's a winner. He's not a loser. But this is where everybody is getting all upset. Hey, Shep, if you say panties in a bunch, that's sexist now, right?
A tad.
I get canceled, right? I get canceled?
You wouldn't get canceled for that. But some might have issue with that remark being a certain gender, yes.
What if I say I got my panties in a bunch? Is that okay then?
I think that's okay. That's appropriate.
Yeah, I got my panties.
You're not directing it towards an entire gender.
Yeah, everybody who wears panties, male or female, they got them in the bunch because of Bryce Young and his size. This man, 79 touchdowns, 12 interceptions, a career record of 24-3, and Bryce Young is standing in front of the media at 9 a.m. Eastern time in the morning in Indianapolis telling everybody, hey guys, I'm big enough to play quarterback. I'm not 5 feet, not toddler size. He is 6 feet tall, 194 pounds. Small for a quarterback? Yes. You're not going to find too many quarterbacks running around at that size, let alone at that height for the most part, okay? Drew Brees. We know Drew Brees. Drew Brees was 6 feet tall. Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson is not 6 feet. Russell Wilson is 5'11". He's also built like a tank. If we go back further, Fran Tarkenton running all over the damn place for Minnesota and New York. Fran Tarkenton was 6 feet tall. Bryce Young is 6 feet tall. He says that when he is set and ready in the NFL, he's expected to be 200 pounds. And if he can get the ball out, what does it matter, right? He's going to get hit. Is he going to be able to absorb a hit? I'm sure, right? Let's think about Tua Tagovailoa. Is Tua Tagovailoa the biggest quarterback you've seen? He's 6'1". I look at Tua Tagovailoa. He getting smacked all over the place, including his head. And so Bryce Young had to stand in front of all of these reporters who asked him over and over again, are you big enough to play in the NFL? Are you tall enough to play in the NFL? Have you eaten enough cheeseburgers to play in the NFL? Where is the meat on your damn bones? And Bryce Young, he's already a professional, at answering questions. This is what Bryce Young had to say to everybody asking him about his size.
I've been this size, respectfully, my whole life. I know who I am. I know what I can do. And, you know, for me, you know, I think it's fair. You know, everyone can speculate and ask whatever questions are necessary. But, you know, I'm going to continue to control what I can control. I'm keep working my hardest to put myself in a good position. And I'm confident in myself. I know what I can do. And, you know, I'm just excited to get to that next level.
Well, good for him. It's like he read it off of a script. He could have easily told everybody, can y'all get over it? You see how I'm standing right in front of you. Write what you want to write. I'm here to play football. If I get my ass whooped, then so be it. I'm fine. And every year is something new for the quarterbacks. This guy's too small. That guy's too fat. That guy's too dumb. That guy's not even a quarterback. He's a running back. Like, we can go on and on. These guys get picked apart prior to being selected. I think in some cases we get misinformation just so some of the options just fall down the board. Bryce Young is small this year, but I feel like every other year it's, is a guy hands? Is his hands big enough? Can he grip a football? How about there were so many conversations around Joe Burrow and his tiny hands? The last time I checked, I think I saw. Hey, Shep, did I see Joe Burrow in the Super Bowl last year?
That was 2 years ago. You were right, and then obviously close to the AFC title game last year.
No. What year are we in?
Okay, so technically you're right. Yes, in 2022, Joe Burrow was in a Super Bowl, one possession away from winning it all.
Yes, with his small hands. And there was a guy who was just drafted into the NFL. His name is Kenny Pickett. Came right out of Pittsburgh. All we had to hear about prior to him being drafted were Kenny Pickett and his small hands. He talked about his small hands last year. He was on Pardon My Take. Listen to this. Big Cat asked him about it.
It's so big, can't be measured.
We could go with that.
Would you say
Start that narrative for me going into the draft day. That'll be great.
We don't have the ability to measure his hands. They're so big. Would you say they're on the bigger or smaller side?
In the middle.
Okay. That makes me think smaller.
You know, you can get massages. There are different exercises you can do to actually make your hand span longer. Have you done those?
Yeah. Thumb to pinky. No, I've never done it. I'm sure I will be getting involved with them as soon as the season's over. But I know that's a huge concern for everyone. Pass 45 yards on a rope and I throw 45 yards on a rope, it doesn't say, like, from a small hand.
Yeah, like, what are we doing? This is almost like Dan Campbell from last night. Dan Campbell was at the combine yesterday. And Dan Campbell is just he's a legend. He's a genius. On one hand, you have, pardon the phrase or the pun, but on one hand, so you get it, you have Damaris Smith, the executive vice president of the NFL Players Association. He says that we don't need no stinking draft. We have enough pro days that take place all over the country. We do not need more of this crap. To have our players show up, our future NFL players, to have their draft stock lowered. For what? Waste of time. And then you got Dan Campbell, who is not the executive vice president of the Players Association. He comes out and says it in simpler terms. Listen to what Dan Campbell had to say.
It's a spectacle. And to me, it's more at this point, just to be able to sit with these guys, for us to be able to do these formal interviews or informal is to me the biggest part of all this. It's not even the working out portion. Like, to me, you grade them off the tape. You don't grade off somebody out here in pajamas running around on 40 with no defender around.
Yeah, we can look at the tape. And for Bryce Young, the tape speaks for itself. He played in the SEC. He didn't play in the Pee Wee League. 79 touchdowns to 12 INTs. 24-3 as a starter. If this man can have that much success starting for Alabama and Nick Saban, stop worrying about that guy's size. Feed him. Draft his ass and feed him. Isn't that what you're for? Isn't that what you're supposed to do as an NFL franchise? Isn't that your job? To develop the player in every way possible to win? He's only 194 pounds. And put 10 pounds of muscle on him. Give him 5 pounds of muscle. Oh, yeah, by the way, I'm going to tell you next hour what NFL team charges its players for food. I'm going to tell you what NFL team doesn't provide supplements. And so maybe Bryce Young should probably avoid those squads. Cheap asses. Good luck to Bryce Young. I want to see him go into the NFL. I want to see him have success. I want to see him light it up. And I want people to relax. It's like the cliche goes. I wouldn't know, but I think the cliche goes this way. Size doesn't matter. Winning does. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. All I do is win. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Bryce Young is a winner. We're going to talk about another winner when we come back. Stetson Bennett. We're going to talk about someone who wishes he won or hopes to get paid like one. That's Daniel Jones. And then there's also another guy trying to get drafted. He's C.J. Stroud. We got a lot to discuss, a lot to get into. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I've been listening to you maybe 10, 11 months, and I always appreciate you being poignant, intelligent, and exactly when you have to be.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. One of the highlights of the NFL Combine period will take place tomorrow when Bryce Young, formerly of the Alabama Crimson Tide, gets measured. Because at 6 feet tall, only weighing 194 pounds, everybody's concerned that he's too small. How's he going to hold up? We don't know. We're going to find out. He's going to get drafted. We'll see how he plays when he gets his ass whooped and tossed around and beat up, and then we'll figure it out. But for right now, if you go by what he does or what he has done on a football field at a college level, he's played at an elite level. 24-3 as a starter. 79 touchdowns to only 12 INTs as a starter. A Heisman Award. Sure, yes, the guys in the NFL, they're bigger, faster, stronger. This also isn't a throwback era. I don't think Bryce Young is going to take the Cam Newton approach to playing quarterback. I think he'll be fine. Nobody knows. You can only judge by the tape what he's done on a football field to project what will take place. And yeah, okay, fine. He battled a busted shoulder for a good portion of last year. Is he going to battle injuries throughout the course of his career, at least during the start? We don't know. If I was getting paid to, you know, take a look at tape, I'd compile every single hit that he took and how he recovered from it. And oh yeah, by the way, you could be 6 feet tall. You could be 6 foot six. Everybody in the league is busted up. Justin Herbert felt busted up last year. He's a giant, 6 foot six. Let's put him on a basketball court at shooting guard. Let's give Bryce Young a break. Here's a reminder. This is what Bryce Young had to say to the media early this morning about his size.
I've been this size, respectfully, my whole life. I know who I am. I know what I can do. And, for me, I think it's fair. Everyone can speculate and ask whatever questions are necessary. But, I'm going to continue to control what I can control. I'm keep working my hardest to put myself in a good position. And I'm confident in myself. I know what I can do. And, I'm just excited to get to that next level.
855-212-4CBS. Scott is calling from Wichita. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Scott?
Yeah, I definitely want to see the kid do put a good showing out there. But I have a couple concerns, and let me lay it all out here. Same concerns I have with USC quarterbacks. How many of those have gotten in the NFL and failed? Alabama quarterbacks. You finally have two that are actually showing since Tua and Jalen Hurts. Before that, you have to go all the way back to Ken O'Brien. And why is that? Because they've been surrounded by five-star offensive lines, five-star receivers, five-star running backs. They get very, very good protection. When the scales are evened out, then you got a problem.
Okay. So you expecting him to go get his ass whooped in the NFL?
That's just my one concern. Kids are obviously very, very talented. I've watched him play, and I'm an anti-Alabama guy, and this kid impresses me. But that's my one concern.
Well, I think that is a very good observation. I'll give you that. But I would say that probably applies to any of the highly touted draft picks. These guys are not coming from terrible schools. These guys are not coming from crap situations. They're coming from the best of the best from college football. They're going to bad teams. I don't think that is an issue exclusive to Alabama or USC. I know it's a simple thing to do, and I'm glad he didn't necessarily go that route to go. Alabama, the quarterbacks, they don't have the greatest history. Well, I mean, there was a gap that was true. But if you want to take a look at the recent Alabama quarterbacks, tell me how bad Jalen Hurts is. Okay, yeah, he had the move, but tell me how bad he is. Tell me that Mac Jones. Yeah, he just had a bad year moving around with might as well have had 20 offensive coordinators in one season. They've been able to push dudes out. Tua, when he has played, has been fine. And so I will say, you could come from Ohio State. You could come from Georgia. Pick a school. You're going to a crap team. And in all actuality, it doesn't matter what sport it is. You're the best player on likely what is a great team, and now you're going to probably the worst team in the NFL, the NBA, the NHL. Major League Baseball, a different situation because they make you suffer for years before you get your opportunity to play. But we just can't blame that. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Vlad. He's calling from Illinois. What up, Vlad?
How you doing today, Mr. Sports Brief?
I'm very good, Mr. Vlad. What's up?
Hey, man. I wanted to say, I know he didn't have a good night tonight, but happy birthday to Jason Tatum. You win some, you lose some, right?
Yeah. How old is he today? 20 what? 3, 4?
25.
Oh, good for him.
I know, right?
What an old man he is.
What's up?
I said, what an old man he is.
Oh, yeah, tell me about it. Yeah, I want to talk about the NFL Combine, man. I hear you talk about Stroud and Young, but I want to hear you think about Anthony Richardson because the four-letter network and Pat McAfee are hyping him up. I want to hear what you think about him.
I was watching Anthony Richardson early last season, and as Florida started to hit the toilet, I watched fewer games because I didn't need to, like, claw my eyeballs out. All I saw early last season and in highlights is the same thing everybody else saw, is that Anthony Richardson is a physical freak. Like, we've seen that. I believe, and it's interesting that he made this comparison when he spoke to the media, Anthony Richardson basically said, I'm modeling myself, or I feel I'm similar to Cam Newton. Now, I don't know if I want to go that damn far, because that may not be the best comparison. But he is a gigantic human being. He is ridiculously athletic. I think he's faster than what Cam Newton was. I think he is more athletic. And somebody's going to go ahead and give him a shot. He's going to get that chance. Thank you, Vlad, for calling from Illinois. Hey, Shep, I think I answered his question. What do you think?
Yeah, I think he was putting place there.
not put in place, but I just, you know, he asked about Anthony Richardson, I told him.
But remember, Cam Newton, I know he, I'm not saying you were insinuating this. I know he gets a bad rep now. We forget Cam Newton in 2015. There had never been anything like him before. He was the most dominant football player in the NFL with very few weapons around him. And as the years go by, JR, we're seeing more and more really the lack of a good head coach around him too.
Well, but I would say for Anthony Richardson, I would avoid the comparison. Yes, there's no taking away Cam Newton and his MVP running all the way to San Francisco and then also being afraid to scoop up a fumble, but that's a conversation for another day. The battering ram aspect would be the last thing that I would say. I think Cam Newton, I think battering ram, I think of someone who wasn't the best passer and a career that, because of that, unfortunately, flamed out too soon because of all of the abuse that he took. And so if I were Anthony Richardson, I would avoid comparisons to Cam Newton. I don't care what year it is. I mean, you automatically say someone's name and there are thoughts that are evoked. And Cam Newton, MVP or not, you say his name, people start going, oh. They have a strong opinion. I was a little surprised that Anthony Richardson said that. Because based on his own skill set, I think I don't want to say he might be capable of more. But from a speed perspective, I think he's more athletic. I think he's more of a zigzag type runner. Cam Newton, yeah, he could cut. But Cam Newton was more likely to kind of barrel you over. I think Anthony Richardson is someone who just might just run clear the hell away. And so, yeah, we got a lot of options at quarterback for teams who need it. There's always teams who need it. Bryce Young, Will Levis out of Kentucky, Anthony Richardson, Hendon Hooker coming back from that toe-up knee. And then we start moving on down the line. Max Duggan, TCU. We saw what happened to TCU the last time we saw them. We won't talk about that. And then you got the team that beat them, the Georgia Bulldogs. They got Stetson Bennett. This quarterback's here. Half of the guys I just named, more than half, it probably won't work out. You know, it's all these conversations. A matter of fact, I'm going to do that in the next break. I want you to hear from C.J. Stroud, since we're talking about quarterback prospects. I want you to hear from C.J. Stroud from Ohio State. He talked about his capabilities, what he plans to do in the NFL. And then I also want you to hear from Stetson Bennett. Stetson Bennett won back-to-back national championships. He's the little engine that could. It also appears, unfortunately, that he has a little bit of a attitude in him. I don't know if that's going to do him well, but we'll talk about it. You'll hear from both players. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You're always on point, man. I could be having a rough day. I throw on your show and it just brightens the whole day up, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. It's hard trying to get into the NFL, right? Imagine going from high school and then going to college and then moving from college and actually being in the position to go number one overall, to be a top quarterback prospect. And now you're in the real world now. You're understanding what criticism is like. That you're always gonna hear it. It doesn't matter how much success you have. Doesn't matter how many awards or accolades you receive. People are going to be critics. You're going to hear from people like me and worse, saying you suck. But that's why you get paid the big bucks. And so you have someone like Bryce Young. He's too small. You have someone like C.J. Stroud. He doesn't run. You got Stetson Bennett. He's elderly. You're going to hear it all. We talked about Bryce Young. He's like, man, he's listed at 6 feet flat, 6 feet, 194 pounds. Todd McShay says he's realistically 5'10". Wow. Wow. He wants to bulk up to 210. Wow. And then you got C.J. Stroud out of Ohio State. Every year that he was a starter, he's launching like 40 touchdowns. He's 6'3", 218. Ain't nobody think about his size. But people are trying to wonder whether or not C.J. Stroud is running around enough, whether or not in this modern NFL he's athletic enough, fast enough, quick enough to pick up some yards on the ground and take a beating himself. And C.J. Stroud, he said, I'm not worried about it. He's like, listen, at Ohio State, I should have ran more. I could have run more. But the fact is, I'm still the best quarterback in the country. Listen to him.
You can put on my film. I think I've been the best player in college football 2 years in a row, and I think I've consistently done that. And I think I haven't even touched my potential yet. I think that I have a lot more to get better at, but I have a lot more to not only prove, not only to y'all, but to myself.
Tell me how you really feel. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to San Diego and talk to someone by the name of Dave. Dave, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, JR. Last time I checked, I don't even remember the last prospect that was equally around the board that was up to everybody's liking. I mean, being a high school sport coach myself, I just, by character and all that stuff, by athleticism, first of all, by far. But by heart, too. I mean, look at Muggsy Bogues back in the day. Was he compared to, Magic Johnson? I mean, it's just, where are they comparing these people to? Just let them be themselves and be who they are.
Yeah, I think there's a difference in a contact sport, though.
I'm just saying in general.
Oh, okay, but I hear you, but I don't think, I got to be honest, man. Heart only gets you but so far. Heart can take you a whole lot of places if you have talent. The example that you gave for Muggsy Bowles and Magic, if they were playing football, Magic Johnson would have cleared his ass out.
Right. No, I'm just saying. But, I mean, the differences and stuff like that, I mean, it's just like, I mean, when was the last time a prospect was equally across from all these critics that were equal across the board? When was the last time you got a perfect 10 on a prospect all across the board?
Peyton Manning. I don't know. Peyton Manning.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that one. But I mean, it's just, I'm just tired of these comparisons and just these guys. I mean, some of these, comparers. Okay. And I'm first one to cast the rock at the glass house.
Okay.
Do they ever play the sport?
Some of them, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Dave, what you been doing tonight?
I've just been, I had a few earlier. But
a few what?
I love
a
your
few,
show.
A few what?
Little cold ones.
What was it? Go ahead. What is it? What was it?
Uncle James. Uncle James.
Uncle James? Is that like a San Diego a local thing? What is that?
That's a little Jame and his son.
Jameis son?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay.
Sir.
The last time I checked, Jameis' son wasn't a beer.
No, I that's why I said the little one. The little one.
Oh, the little one. Oh, I thought you said a cold one. All right. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate you, man.
Hey, I love your show, man.
I thank you. I'm glad that you love my show. What was so difficult about him saying, man, I've been drinking Jameson? Hey, Chef, he about to be toe up.
You know who drinks like Jameson?
Oh no! Oh no! Oh no! Oh no! Oh no! You're not. I don't know who you're talking about, but We're going to talk about Stetson Bennett?
Man, you're good.
Oh man. We don't know how much he drinks. I don't know.
Well, he's not old enough, you know, so.
He's not. Oh, damn. How old is he? Is he collecting Social Security yet?
I mean, he might be. I mean, he might be the only guy that was in the same graduation class as his head coach in college football. Let's just put it that way. He's that old.
Kirby Smart?
I'm obviously joking. Like, he's not Chris
McKee. Oh, my God. Stetson right. Bennett, by the time next season starts. Damn, who the hell are these people? Oh, okay. By the time Stetson Bennett starts next season, he's going to be 26 years old.
See, the thing is, like, there's no issue with that. Obviously, at 26, you're not even in your prime as a quarterback unless you are Cam Newton and your game is different from being a prototypical, you know, pocket passer. But you can't be making the mistakes and the errant, egregious judgments that has plagued Stetson Bennett the last 2 months. You can't be doing that, JR.
Well, let's hold on. I want to know how old the other quarterbacks are in the NFL.
I mean, well, okay, so he's old. Okay, if he's really 20, I knew he was in his mid-20s. If he's 26.
25 today.
Okay, so he's the same age.
Joe Burrow.
As Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson.
Joe Burrow, that's Lamar crazy. Jackson, give or take, Daniel Jones, Sam Darnold. Kyler Murray might be younger than him. Wait a minute. Oh, my God. How old is Jared Goff?
Goff is born in 95, I want to say.
Jared Goff just turned 28.
Okay, yeah, so he's born in 95 then, yeah.
This man is about 3 years younger than Jared.
And he's been in the NFL for 8 years now.
Oh, my God.
Like, Jared Goff is going into year eight.
Oh, man. Josh Allen, I'm sorry to laugh, but and he's expected to get, like, a real look. I don't know why people – who's fooling themselves about this guy? Josh Allen is 26. He's going to turn 27 in May. So this guy's like a year behind him. 1997.
So, JR, the last...
96. Oh, my God.
That's crazy. So obviously, I'm putting you on the spot.
Yes.
Besides Stetson Bennett, who was the last quarterback to win back-to-back national titles?
Oh, it was that bum from Alabama.
Yes.
McCarron.
Yes.
Yes,
AJ McCarron is a headliner right now. And I'm being nice for the XFL.
He didn't get cut yet?
And A.J. McCarron was not 4 or 5 years... No, he's not. A.J. McCarron was not 4 or 5 years older than everyone who he was going against in college football. And he doesn't seem to have the bad judgment and off-the-field antics as Stetson Bennett. So what does that tell you about a legitimate possibility of a no-to-zero career of Stetson Bennett?
Well, let's talk about the issues, right? He got into it with one of our broadcasters here, Steak Shapiro, on 92.9 The Game. They were doing the celebratory parade in Athens, and a reporter went up to him, and he ignored the reporter. And that was pointed out to him, and then he made up this lame excuse about, I thought the parade was for us, and I'm here with my guys, and we celebrating, and I was playing the music. Man, the parade is for you, but how about you acknowledge the public? The media isn't just there to kiss your ass. They're conduits to the public, the people who are at home, who support your silly ass. It doesn't take but 2 seconds to go, hey, thank you. Hey, everybody at home, thank you so much for supporting us. But your 25-year-old ass doesn't even understand that. And then he was in Dallas, Texas, and I guess he was out, and he was intoxicated, and it was about, I don't know, what, 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, wherever the hell he was. He could not find and identify his Airbnb, and he's knocking on doors drunk. The police had to come get him, and he was charged with being a drunk bum outside. And then he spoke to the media today, and of course he was asked about it, and this is what Stetson Bennett had to say.
It was, a mistake. I understand why that can't happen. I've talked to coaches about it, talked to GMs, apologized to my family. That's who I, felt worse about. Felt like I let them down. You know, I've got an obligation on the fourth. Can't do that if your last name's Bennett. I know better.
Can't do that if your last name's Bennett. If my last name was Johnson, Jackson, Brown, Rogers, I could do it, but my last name is Bennett, and I'm the fourth Bennett, and I have put shame upon my family's name. Into yourself much, huh? Is that what they told you at home? You're a Bennett. You're the fourth Bennett. You carry the Bennett name. You're the fourth damn Stetson Bennett here. Get your act together. Good for you that that's what your family told you and that you're embarrassed for your family. But how about you just talk about you? We don't care about Stetson Bennett 1, 2, or 3. What an empty response that was. Is it too hard to say I made a mistake? We don't need to hear about the family lineage. I made a mistake. I embarrassed myself. I embarrassed my family. It's a distraction for what I'm trying to do in the NFL. Problem solved. We don't need to hear about, the lineage of Bennett who are rolling over in their grave. Damn. And good luck to him. But what's going to happen? 25 years old? Who cares where he's drafted? It's going to take a San Francisco 49ers-esque injury situation before Stetson Bennett sees playing time in the NFL. Let's really be real here. If you think about how many teams there are in the NFL, you got 32 of them suckers. There are 32 starting quarterbacks. There are already backups. We have an infusion of talent. Ain't nobody selecting Stetson Bennett to be the starter or the backup. If he's backing somebody up, then your team sucks. Good luck to Stetson Bennett. He can apply for Social Security next year. The Georgia Bulldogs can give him a gold watch. And I think he can already buy a couple of drinks. He seems aware of that. Don't drink and be crazy out here. Sorry. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, I'm going to get to your calls. We're going to talk about Daniel Jones. And then I'm going to talk about NFL teams that some of these prospects probably don't want to go to. Small seats, small locker rooms, small everything. Even rats in the locker room. Imagine being in an NFL shower and the water doesn't go down the drain. I'll tell you about that team, too. We got a lot to do. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side. CBS Sports Radio.
Blinds.com wants to give you a brand new view. It's the perfect time for an upgrade with new window coverings from Blinds.com. And right now at Blinds.com, you can save up to 40% site-wide on premium custom window treatments. Upgrading your windows is a minor project with a major impact. And Blinds.com makes it easier and more affordable than you think. Need help choosing? Set up a free call with one of our expert designers to make the best selection. From trendy woven wood to classic shutters and more. Plus, you can rest easy with Blinds.com's professional installation services and our 100% satisfaction guarantee. With Blinds.com, there's no guesswork, no hassle, and no multiple trips to the store. There's a reason we've got over 40,000 five-star reviews. See for yourself why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com and save up to 40% site-wide. Get up to 40% off everything right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. Blinds.com wants to give you a brand new view. It's the perfect time for an upgrade with new window coverings from Blinds.com. And right now at Blinds.com, you can save up to 40% site-wide on premium custom window treatments. Upgrading your windows is a minor project with a major impact. And Blinds.com makes it easier and more affordable than you think. Need help choosing? Set up a free call with one of our expert designers to make the best selection. From trendy woven wood to classic shutters and more. Plus, you can rest easy with Blinds.com's professional installation services and our 100% satisfaction guarantee. With Blinds.com, there's no guesswork, no hassle, and no multiple trips to the store. There's a reason we've got over 40,000 five-star reviews. See for yourself why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings.
Shop Blinds.com and save up to 40% site-wide. Get up to 40% off everything right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at Goalie.com today.
Attention, please, passengers, fasten your seatbelts. We are about to experience a blizzard of free money.
That's right. Deposit a couple hundred bucks into your BetUS account and get into the action with $450. That's $250 more dollars than you started with. I know. Crazy, right? Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS. Be like me. Bet for free.